Good morning, everyone. Think the last quote on HPI was this one, Rabindranath Tagore, which struck me. We don't usually quote from him, so it's more poetic than many of our quotes. Love is the only reality, and it is not a mere sentiment. It is the ultimate truth that lies at the heart of creation. Isn't that insightful? So love is the ultimate truth. Dancing with Shiva carries on in that same theme. There's a beautiful quote from Shvetasvatara Upanishad that's similar. All this universe is in the glory of God, of Shiva, the God of love. The heads and faces of men are his own, and he is in the hearts of all. And we have the shloka and the affirmation of faith. The proclamation, God Shiva is eminent love and transcendent reality, is a potent affirmation of faith. Said in any of Earth's 3,000 languages, it summarizes the beliefs and doctrines of the Saivite Hindu religion, Om, Vasya. An affirmation of faith is a terse, concise statement summarizing a complex philosophical tradition. God Shiva's eminent love and transcendent reality is what we have when we take the milk from the sacred cow of Saivism, separate out the cream, churn that cream to rich butter, and boil that butter into a precious few drops of ghee. God Shiva's eminent love and transcendent reality is the sweet ghee of the Saivite Hindu religion. And there's one other quote I found. Chapter 45, Gurudeva says, I urge all Saivites, devotees of God Shiva, to worship him as the God of love, and in doing so to become beings of love. The great saints of our religion were Shiva Bhaktas. They changed the world through their love of God. They did not need vast institutions to spread their message. They did not need riches or carts filled with books to spread their message. They did not need a radio, television, or the internet. Their message spread because their minds and hearts were filled with direct knowledge, direct experience of God Shiva. Their message spread far and wide, though some perhaps never left their native village. They just evolved within it. You too are emissaries of God Shiva, and your love for him is your greatest message. Simply love God Shiva and let that love radiate out into the world. Recently I was asked to the monastery was asked to write an article on Tamil Shaivism for the Vedanta Kesari magazine. It's an English magazine produced by the Ramakrishna Mission in Chennai. So together with the editorial team, we pulled something together, which they published. And I wove through it monistic theism, of course. So I started with the theism, devotion to God Shiva, and then I ended with this quote from Yogaswami to bring in the monism. To dear Yogendra, this is a young boy at that time, who is love itself, the following lines are sent. I am with you and you are with me. There is no distance between us. I am you, you are I. What is there to fear? Look, I exist as you. Then what must you do? You must love whom? Everyone. To speak more clearly, your very nature is love. Not only you, but all are pervaded by love. But there is no all, for you alone exist. All are you. Isn't that a nice twist? Turns the theism into the monism. All are you. You alone exist. It's kind of the deepest perception of love. There's only one being, which is God or which is you. Take your choice. I always quote that verse from Yogaswami, Anandam, 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 Ingum, Angum, Engum, Non. Bliss, 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 here, there, everywhere. He doesn't say he's God, he says, am I. You expect him to say he's God, but he says, am I. Here, there, everywhere, am I. So the one being can be God or it can be you. You can use either word. Then there's the practical side. It's very nice that God is love and you are everything, but what do we do with that knowledge? Well, there's a, it was in today's lesson, Living with Shiva, I chose one paragraph. It's talking about harmony in the monasteries. There is a natural harmony within our monasteries which families seek to emulate. Rarely is much discussion required when daily activities are being carried out, for the lines of authority based on seniority are always clear. This is the first boon for maintaining harmony among a group. Ours is a traditional hierarchical system of governance upheld within our family and monastic communities, established when the Vedas were created. It is a system whereby the elders in a loving manner guide those younger than they. So there is always an atmosphere of respect, loving harmony, and meeting of minds. Never is scolding heard, or feelings hurt, or arguments provoked, or sincere questions left unanswered. Here, love is the sum of the law. So we're putting it into practice. And the heartfelt feelings going out from the elders protect and support those who will one day themselves be elders. We create a secure and loving society in which intelligence overrides controversy and the only rigid rule is wisdom. Thus the pranic magnetism of the family or monastery is maintained and kept ever building for sustainable success and spirituality. Well, that's the idea, very profound idea. That Gurudeva put as the first half of the affirmation of faith on Bhe Sivam. God is immanent love. God Shiva is immanent love. A very simple idea, and you are also that love. You are also God Shiva, and there's only one being, and that being is a being of love. And the challenge is to bring that truth into our everyday actions. That's the challenge, because we can get upset with other people and we can get upset with situations, and then we're not acting from the part of us that is a being of love, or we've gotten agitated by something and we're acting from another part of us. So the more we can act from that part of us, which is a being of love, the better. Om Namah Shivaya.